Yep.
So what? Tell me what's planned this year.
Well, we're having a bake sale, we're having a soup to go kitchen, and we're having a huge vendor with crafts and arts.
Okay, which is where Hillary comes in. What's the vendors, what's on tap for them this year?
Well, we have 24 vendors downstairs. Those filled up in about 36 hours, actually. Seems like a good sign. And then we have approximately 15 or so upstairs. We have some half spaces and full spaces. And we do have a few spots left. If anybody's interested, they can get in touch with me on Facebook. And anyway, we have all sorts of things. We have several vendors with quilts and aprons, holiday decor. We have two vendors with wreaths. We have lots of skincare and beauty products, jewelry. Aside from the Sons of Norway bake sale, we have a couple vendors that are selling baked goods. Truffles, of course, photography. We have a pop-up clothing boutique. We have a few fundraiser vendors. We have the cheerleaders selling some sports gear. And the Humane Association will be there with their calendars. Oh, the Junior Roller Derby kids will be there with sweatshirts and stickers. We have, we have kettle corn. We have just so much stuff.
Great mix of things.
Yes.
This
is
the
closest thing you could get to a mall in Petersburg, I think. The mall experience. Janet, what are you excited about for this event?
I'm excited about all of it, but I love the fact that we are sharing our baked goods with the community. So
butter and love.
Yeah,
butter and
love. What's a highlight from the baked goods side of things?
You know, there are so many. The breads seem to go really quickly.
And Sally, you're making a couple kinds of soups, it sounds like, too.
Well, yeah. We have one chili and 12 soups so far, so a total of 13 in our variety pack for the soup to go. We sell it for $5. You get a roll and a butter pat, and you get it in a go cup with a lid.
Perfect for this rainy, snowy weather to be indoors and warming up with soup.
And then you can go upstairs, too, either via the mobility chair if you need it, or just walk up the outside stairs. The bingo door will be open also. And there'll be a cafe area set up upstairs for probably 16 to 20 people could sit comfortably, but we could always fill in a few more chairs if they need to. So you can sit and enjoy your soup or take it home and freeze it for later.
And one thing I've noticed is that the soup goes quickly as well. They're, you know, if you want soup, you need to get in line.
Yeah.
All right.
And then maybe just some little bit of information for vendors, which I will also email out. But we're going to have early setup from 5 to 6 on Friday. And then again, starting at 8 in the morning on Saturday. So 8 to 10. And then, of course, the doors open at 10. So
great time to get your shopping done. What else should we highlight about it?
Well, it's your friends and neighbors with what they're sharing with you. And I think it's a really good kickoff for local shopping, not only at the bazaar, but also after you're done at the bazaar, hop down the street to the stores that are here year-round.
Proceeds from it, do any of it go to the Sons of Norway? Is there any money made from it?
Yeah, we make a fair amount of money from the table rentals, and then, of course, the soup kitchen stuff and the bake sale. And we're hoping that it'll go towards our kitchen remodel upstairs, which we're shooting for $15,000. So we can get rid of, you know, the asbestos flooring and put some insulation in the walls and maybe put the plumbing in the walls, because all the plumbing is on the surface of the walls in the kitchen. Okay. So we're hoping to start fundraising for that.